destroy one another. Lord,
and so no matter what comes up against me, amen, if God is for me, who or what can be against me? You know, a lot of times we worry about people, but it's God for you. Now, God is more than the people that come against you. You have to realize that as Joseph, God gave Joseph favor, he will give you favor also. And we need to start realizing we got favor, and the things we've been trying to do, the things we've been trying to accomplish, go on, step out on faith on God and believe that you got God's favor on your life, because that's part of the benefit for serving God. Step out on faith a little bit, amen. Praise God, amen. Jesus took 39 stripes on his back so that we can be healed. He said, now, if you serve me and you serve me right, I'll heal you, amen. If you walk upright for me, I'll heal you, amen. The Bible said he won't withhold Isaiah 55. He won't hold any good thing from those that walk upright. You doing things that you know ain't right, that'll condemn you, amen. But can't nobody else condemn you, because God has cleared you of all wrongdoing. That's what it means. Nobody can charge you with any wrong done. Only you and God. It's between you and God. And so if you don't let no devil, no person, not anyone get between you and God, there's nothing can stop you from making it into the kingdom of God. Amen.
It's all because of you. I'm grateful for you.
Amen. Let him have a shout this morning. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Man, we say that we appreciate
Hallelujah.
Him. We have to give him a shout. Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Well, we say this is that day. Amen. But we want to praise him for that day.
Thank you, Lord.
We
Hallelujah.
Well, you know, now we have exalted the day over the God. Amen. we're taking off for the day. Amen. And not realize he's still God. Amen. Look like this should be the day everybody should be here. Amen. Having their hand lifted and giving him some praise because what he's God all by himself. This is a day we ought to be lifting our hands and say, thank you, Jesus,
Lord.
For
thank
what
you,
you've done. Amen. Not let the day go by, but if you said this is the day that the Lord has made, we ought to be rejoiced and be thankful in it. And this is where the praise ought to be going from, amen. This is why we should be here, what? Giving, lifting God up because what? I thank him what he did. Not, we always going to, when this is over, amen, we're going to get down, amen, praise God. But right now, in the beginning here, we're here this morning, what? To lift him up, amen. Say, God, you're still God. I still love you. I thank you for what you did for me. And I'm here to express my love and my gratitude to you. Because of what you did for me, amen. Looked like that would be the way that it would be, amen. Rather than to say, well, I'm just going to go eat first, Lord. I'll thank you later, amen. But I'm going to praise first, amen. You know, always give, come on, give the Lord another hand, amen. Give the Lord another hand, praise. Hallelujah. Give the Lord another hand, praise. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Go ahead, Sister Payne. Hallelujah. Ain't gonna be long
today. Well, good morning, everyone. We just thank the Lord for another day that he had let us see. Waking up this morning, cold in our right mind, because there are so many people today who are not in their right mind.
Oh, yeah.
And I praise the Lord that I'm in my right mind.
Yeah.
I mean, now that be all that good. I mean, it's good, but you know, something, but I just think that I am in my right mind.
Yeah.
And I praise him for that this morning.
Yeah.
Oh, how wonderful it is that to know that he is mine and I am his. Oh, how wonderful it is that to know that he is mine and I am his. I don't have to worry about the things of
hell.
All I got to do is trust him and believe in what he said. I can call him in the morning. I can call him in the middle of the night.
Ooh,
it doesn't matter how big the problem might be. Jesus said that he'll take care of me. He promised. Jesus said that he'll take care of me. He promised. Oh, how marvelous it is. Just to know that he is mine and I am his. Oh, how marvelous it is. Just know that he is mine and I am his. I don't have to worry about the things of hell. All I got to do is trust him and believe in what he said. I can call him in the morning. I can call him in the middle of the night.
Ooh,
it doesn't matter how big the problem might be. Jesus said that he'll take care of me. He promised. Jesus said that he'll take care of you. He promised. Jesus said that he'll take care of me. He promised. Hallelujah. Now that song is a true song. Jesus said that he would take care of me and you. And we don't have to worry about the things that are coming down the pipe. As long as you have Jesus, King Jesus, you don't need nobody.
Yeah.
You know, we don't have to be afraid of the things that are going on. So we have faith in the one that have all power in his hand. Not a little bit of power, all power. And he has given us that power. So we just thank him this morning for having all power in his hand this morning. And we thank him. I forgot to do prayer this morning. So Pastor Perry, you want to do a prayer?
Amen. Well, Father God, we'll thank for this morning that you have brought us together again. We'll thank the Lord to see this day, Lord, that we never seen before. We are thankful, Lord, that it is you, Lord, that died on the tree for us. We are thankful, Lord, that you died in our place so we can live in your place. We thank you, Lord, that, Lord, you took our place in the heavens. You took our place even in hell, Lord. You went to hell for us that we would have to go, Lord. Oh, Lord, you took the stripes on your back so that we could be healed. Thank you that we say that we are healed today.
Yes, Lord. Yes,
and Lord, we thank you, Lord, for the people on the line today, Lord. You bless their families today, Lord, and all that they do, Lord. And, oh, Lord, I'm asking, oh, Lord, that they rejoice in you, oh, Lord, in the hope that they have within you, Lord. We thank you for blessing your people, Lord, and all the those that lift up holy hands to you, Lord. May they be blessed today, Lord. And may those in the hospitals, oh, Lord, have mercy on them today, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Have mercy on those that are having the cold today.
Yes, hallelujah.
Have mercy on those that don't have food.
Have mercy, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Have mercy on those that are lost.
Yes, Lord.
And, oh, Lord, need to be found, oh, Lord. Have
thank
mercy
you, Lord.
Today, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, we don't come because of our righteousness.
Yes, hallelujah.
We come because the righteousness that you have with you,
thank
Lord.
You, Lord. Hallelujah.
Lord,
thank you, Lord.
Son, Jesus, oh, Lord. And have mercy on us. And we thank you, Lord, for having mercy on this service today, Lord, at this time, Lord, that we are gathered together in your name.
Yes,
and we
Lord.
Give you all thanks. And we give you all the praise for your blessing upon us. And Lord, may the Holy Spirit move in our midst today, Lord. Thank you, oh, Lord, for the anointing of the Holy Ghost, oh, Lord. May it fall on us today. Fall on us today, oh, Lord. Oh, Lord, let your glory arise. Let the glory arise.
Yes, Lord.
Let it arise in your people, oh, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
And for you said, oh, Lord, in the last, oh, Lord, that you would glorify yourself in your people, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, Lord, let that glory be made known, and Lord, may that glory be revealed, and we thank you, Lord, for doing those things in Jesus' name. We pray, we say amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
I read our scripture by Sister Katisa.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'll be reading from Matthew chapter 2, starting at verse 11. And when they were come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary, his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts, gold, frankincense, and myrrh.
Yes, Lord.
Born of God in a dream, that they should not return to Herod, they departed to their own country another way.
Amen. 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 Yes, so they gave him. So they gave him gifts. Amen. They gave him gifts. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Go and frankincense. Yeah, hallelujah. So, no, he liked gifts too. Hallelujah. But the gift of salvation, he gave us, you know, our gifts. I got this song saying, you know, it's wonderful that I know that he is mine and I'm here, you know, because a lot of people don't have him today. So I'm so glad, I'm so blessed that I have him today. Over 40 years that I've been living for the Lord, and I one day that I regret giving my life to the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. He's real, real. Jesus is real to me. Oh, yes. He gives me the victory, you know. So many people doubt him, but I can't live without him. And that is why I love him so, because he's so real to me. And the mornings, he's real, real. Jesus real to me. Oh, yeah. He gives me the victory, you know. So many people doubt him, but I can't live without him. And that is why I love him so. Cause he's so real to me. And even he's real, real. Jesus real to me. Oh, yeah, he gives me the victory, you know. So many people doubt him, but I can't live without him. And that is why I love him so. He's so real to me, and tonight he's real, real. Jesus is real to me. Oh, yeah. He gives me the victory, you know. So many people doubt him, but I can't live without him. And that is why I love him so. He's so real to me. And that is why I love him so. Because he's so real to me. And that is why I love him so. He's so, oh Lord, he's so, oh, he's so real, he's so real, he's so real, yes he is, he's so real to me, hallelujah, he's real this morning, he's real this morning, yes he is, he's real, right now, you need him, call on him, he's real, hallelujah.
He's real.
He's real in my life. Oh, he's real. One day they told me I had colon cancer one day. They told me. I did say a moment word. I said, okay, it's okay. But I know who I have on my side. He told me he was my healer.
Real.
I had to cross in his word for me. He was going to heal me.
So
the day I stand here, free of cancer. Hallelujah. Because he is real. He's real. He's real. Call on him. He's real. He's real. He's real. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Oh,
yes, Lord.
Real.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Tonight, you're back in the hands of our pastor Mac Page.
Hallelujah. Come on, put your hands
together.
Hallelujah. Is he real to you today? Is he real? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. You ought to know. You ought to know. Amen. If you've experienced anything, you know he's real, amen. Hallelujah. If you've been healed from something,
hallelujah.
Amen, you ought to know he's real, amen.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. If he brought you through something, you ought to know he's real, amen. When he brought you out, amen, when you went through the car wreck and your life was saved and everybody said, well, you should have been dead, amen. But then you knew that he was real, amen. Hallelujah. He can save you in any type of predicament. So you realize that. He was there.
You
know, how many times have you said to yourself, amen, I don't know how I made it. I don't know how I got through that. I don't know how I got over that. Amen. See, he was showing himself what? He was showing that he was real to you. Amen. Amen. You say, well, I didn't see him, but, you know, you don't have to see him. Amen. To know him. Amen. That God is a what? He's a spirit. Amen. And they that worship him must worship him how? And spirit and the truth, amen. So that's the way we worship our God. We worship him in spirit. Amen. I start thinking, I say, you know, amen. If you're going to serve a God, you know, you can't bring him sometimes natural gifts sometimes, amen. some, you have to bring him some spiritual, amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know, if we're going to give God something, amen, we say they brought gifts to him, amen. What they said, the Magi, they brought gifts unto God, amen. And when the Magi brought gifts unto God, to the Lord, amen. Hey, but, you know, you think about the way you got to give him a gift today, amen. Amen. You can't bring no, you can't bring no natural gift to him, amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I mean, how you going to give a spiritual God a natural thing? Amen. Hallelujah. You get what I'm trying to say today? Amen. But the way we can give him a gift, amen, what did he say? You can praise me with your lips, amen. You're giving me a gift then because, well, I can hear that, amen. And so give a sacrifice of your lips, amen. That's something that he can receive, amen. You know, when you give unto the poor, you give to the Lord, amen. Hallelujah. When you lend it to the poor, you lend it to the Lord. So those are the ways you give gift, amen. But when you take care of the homeless, you're giving a gift to the Lord. When you take care of the widows, you're giving a gift to the Lord. See, that's the way we give gift to the Lord, amen. And when you just praise him and say, thank you, Jesus, amen. That's a gift to him. That's a gift of praise to him. And so let us give some gifts to the Lord. Let's give him a hallelujah. Let's give him a thank you, Jesus. Amen. See, you're praising him because he said, well, if my people would just praise me, if they would praise me, amen, I would rend the heavens for them, amen. Praise God. I would open up the windows of heaven, and I'll start pouring out blessing on you. If you would just give me some praise, if you would just open your mouth and give me a sacrifice of praise. Can we give a sacrifice today? Come on, give a sacrifice. Hallelujah. Come on. Amen. That's what it's all about. Amen. Hallelujah. When you show up and just say, well, Lord, I just thank you, Lord. You know, I just thank you. Well, ain't no rock going to take my place. Amen. Hallelujah. I don't want the rock. Amen. I don't want no trees lifting its branches. Amen. Hallelujah. In my place, amen. So I want to lift my hands up to Jesus because what? I don't want no trees waving its branches when I can wave my hand, amen. Come on, amen. So thank God for today. Amen. This is a day that God has made, amen. Hallelujah. That's what we're going to be thankful in it for today, amen. I don't know what tomorrow is going to hold, but whatever we're going to do, we want to do it today, amen.
Amen.
Thank him today. Amen. When we bow our head and we thank him, we're thanking him for the day. Amen. I'm not going to worry about tomorrow because he's already told me I have a tomorrow in him. Amen. Hallelujah. I might lay down my life today, but I wake up in glory. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. So we win. Whether in life, Paul said, whether in life or in death, we win. We win. We can't lose. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
He said to live is Christ and to die is gain.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, you know, the way we think, we don't quite think like that. Amen. Amen. Let me live. But we all want to go to heaven, but nobody wants to die.
Amen. Amen.
Everybody wants to be with Jesus, but I tell you, nobody wants to leave here. I tell you, they don't want to leave. Everybody wants to go to heaven, but nobody wants to leave here. Amen. But you know what? When you get to a place where that life don't matter no more, amen, then you're not worried about your death. Amen. Or you get to a place where you realize that everything that God sent you here to do is finished. You know, Paul came to the end of his life and he said, it's finished. I fought a good fight. I kept the faith. And he said, now is laid up for me a crown of righteousness which the Lord shall give. And see, when he saw that he had finished all of his work, amen, he was ready. Amen. And see, most of the time, the reason we don't want to go is because more than likely we think that our work hasn't been finished here yet. Amen. Because otherwise, if you was through, you'll be ready. I've done everything. When Jesus came to the end of his life, he said, it's finished. Isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
I've done everything that I'm supposed to do. Amen. And even though he wasn't but 33 years old, but he still was saying, I've done everything I was supposed to do, and now I'm ready, amen. Huh? Father, unto thee I commend my spirit, amen. Huh? And he lifted up his voice and he died because he realized what? He's done everything that he was supposed to do, amen. And said, let us all get together and start doing what we know that we're supposed to do. And so when the time comes, we can say, I've done everything I was supposed to do. Amen. What you gave me to do, Lord, I did it. Huh? And so that's why we need to find our purpose in the Lord. It's because you had God gave you something to do. And you need to do what God told you to do. And so when the time comes, you can say, I'm finished, Lord. Now I'm ready. Huh? Mm-hmm. Praise God. Let us get busy. Let us get busy in the Lord. So praise God. Let's give the Lord another hand. Praise. Thank God for this day. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. You know, every day with Jesus is sweeter than the day before. Amen. That's the song that they sing. Every day with Jesus is sweeter than the day before. Amen. It gets better. It's supposed to get better and better. It's supposed to get better and better. I put that long word in there, supposed to get better and better. Amen. I think it's get better because, you know, even though we're getting in our older age, amen, it seems like now, as far as my mind is concerned, things are getting better with the Lord. Amen. Not with my flesh now, but with my mind is getting better, amen, with the Lord. Other things might be different, but my mind, amen, is getting better with the Lord because now I'm gaining more faith and more trust, and then I realize the thing I used to be able to do, amen, I know I can't do it no more, and so I have to just trust God for everything now. And so I'm leaning on God more in the older age than I did in my younger age. You know, we're vibrant when we're young, and we want to do everything that, you know how we are. We're just peppy. But now, today, amen, we are not peppy anymore. And so I have to rely on God for more now than I did at the beginning. I used to be able to spring up and jump up and do things. Now that the spring has got a little weak now, you know, I need some more spring. But thank God for Jesus. Amen. Praise God. Let's see what we're going to talk about today. Amen. Praise God. I'd like to draw your attention today to the book of Ephesians. Amen. Hallelujah. Chapter 2, Ephesians chapter 2, amen. We want to talk about, amen, the coming of Jesus Christ, amen, and why he came, and, you know, Ephesians chapter 2, 12 and 13 to page, amen. Hallelujah.
At that time, you was without Christ.
At that time, we were without Christ.
You alien from the commonwealth of Israel.
We were separated from the commonwealth of Israel.
And strangers from the covenant of the promise, having no hope, and without God in his name. But now,
it says right now. You know, that was in the time past, but now.
And Christ Jesus, he who sometime was before all, are made nigh by the blood of Christ.
We've been drawn near by the blood of Christ. Amen. 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 We want to talk about Jesus Christ today. Amen. You know how sometimes you have to talk about Jesus because everybody thinks they have something on their own, and we didn't get anything on our own. Amen. Everything that we got through Jesus Christ. Amen. We got through what he did. But when we was separated from God. God bless the word. Amen. Amen. We were separated from God. Mm-hmm. That means we didn't have no relationship with God. Amen. Everybody was out of sync with God. Amen. And we had no hope. Amen. And the thing about it is what it is that when you get to a place you have no hope, the Bible said we are miserable. Anybody that don't have hope for it, if they only have hope in this life, they say they're miserable people, amen. Hallelujah. It's because you're living without a hope, amen. And whenever you're living without a hope, you're really living without life, amen. You don't have no expectation, amen. Huh? When you're living without hope, you know how everybody gets down when they don't have no hope. You can tell people don't have no hope. They're sad and they all work out and all fucker down and all depressed and all those things. That, those are people that don't have hope. Huh? When you see people living without hope, you see people that they're walking around like zombies. Amen. They don't have no place to go. They just walking. They're going to what? They're going to and fro. Amen. Why? Because they don't have no expectation of anything. They don't have no place. Or they don't have anyone to look to. Amen. Thank God we have Jesus. Amen. And we can look into Jesus, who is what? He's the author and the what? The finisher of your faith. Amen. And so whatever you can believe of God and in God, that he's the finisher of that thing. He came to make sure that thing happened.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
That's right.
You see, we look at this time that is going on now, and you try to wonder, when everybody's talking about this time and what's going on at this time, amen, well, what are they talking about? Well, we're talking about there was a time in our life when what? No, man didn't have no hope. He was lost. He had no way to redeem himself. Amen? Huh? We needed a redeemer. Amen? We needed somebody to come and change us from who we were, until what he wanted us to be, because we had no hope. We needed somebody, amen, to redeem us. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. You see, that is a redemption story, because Jesus came to redeem us. Amen. He came into what? To redeem us from sin, because our problem, what it is that we had a sin problem.
Amen.
Hmm? Right. Hmm? Amen. You had a sin problem. Amen. Let's go to the book of Jeremiah chapter 5, amen. We're going to look at Jeremiah chapter 5 today, because man was in bad shape. When I said bad shape, man was lost.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. And because man was lost, see, he needed somebody, amen, to save him.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And you know that song we said, I couldn't find nobody. I searched all over, and I couldn't find nobody, amen. I searched all the heavens, but I couldn't find nobody, amen. Hallelujah. And so being that God couldn't find nobody on the earth, then he had to do something about it, because God never did want to destroy man, amen. Because God made man special to himself. Huh? Hallelujah. God made man to be in his image. And because God made man to be in his image, man had got himself in trouble. And when man got himself in trouble, he didn't know how to get out of trouble. And he had nobody that can help him out the trouble that he got in. Hallelujah. This is why we come and say thank God for Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Jeremiah chapter 5. Amen.
Uh-huh.
Verse 1.
Mm-hmm.
Know the way it says this.
Run ye to and fro.
Run ye to and fro.
Through the streets of Jerusalem.
Through the streets of Jerusalem.
And see now.
And see now.
And know. And seek in the broad places thereof.
Seek in the broad places thereof. That it's no good going on the broad street, because everything down on Broad Street, amen. See, God don't want us to be on the broad street. He wants us to be in the narrow way, amen. That we should take the narrow path. But you weren't going to find it down on Broad Street. You find everything that's not like God down on Broad Street, amen. But God, what was he doing? He was searching. He was looking for somebody. Come on. What was it? He was looking for somebody that what? Somebody that could redeem a man. Amen. Hallelujah. And he was searching. Jeremiah told Jeremiah, go out and search. Look at the condition of Israel. Look at how they turn away from me. You need to find somebody, amen, that can execute judgment. He don't.
If you can find a man, is there be any that execute judgment?
You need to find a man that can execute judgment. That's what he was looking for, somebody that can execute judgment. And to execute means to carry out, amen. Huh? Praise God. To carry it out, amen. To execute it, amen. Judgment, to make things right. He couldn't find nobody, amen. to make things right for us. Amen. Thank God for Jesus again. See, we don't realize that the work that Jesus did, because what? He was the one that was going to execute judgment for us. Amen. Otherwise, he was going to right our wrong. Come on. Hallelujah. Thank God that he was the one that right our wrong. Amen. For the wrong that we did, he made it right. Amen. For the sin that we did, what? Rather than for us to take judgment, he took judgment upon himself. Amen. He executed judgment for us. See, we don't realize all that Jesus did for us when we say he died for us and shed his blood for us. You know, he was executing judgment. In other words, rather than for your blood to be shed, he gave his blood rather than your blood to be shed. Thank God for Jesus. Amen. See, they was looking for somebody. And that even though God had spoken that somebody was coming, but he was still looking, but he couldn't find nobody. Hallelujah. They searched all over, but they still couldn't find nobody. Hallelujah. They searched the heavens, and they couldn't find nobody. Amen. They searched in all the earth, but they couldn't find nobody. Amen. See, this is why man didn't have no hope. Amen. It's because there was nobody in the heavens or the earth, amen, that could execute judgment to carry out God's work, to make sure that what God desired could be finished, amen, could be done. God had gave the law to man, and even though God gave the law to man, man couldn't fulfill the law on his own. And even though God gave it to him, amen, oh, Lord, all you said we will do, amen. You know how we are. Everything you said, God, we going to do. You lying. You ain't going to do it. Amen. Praise God. But there was nobody that could fulfill God's law. And we wonder why it was so necessary for Jesus to come, because God needed somebody that could fulfill his law. Amen. So that justice could come to mankind. So that sin could be removed from mankind. Amen. But he couldn't find nobody in earth, because why is it that he couldn't find nobody? But the reason he couldn't find anyone is because all men, every man's blood had been tainted. Mm-hmm. Every person that came from a man, his blood was tainted. What? It was tainted with sin, amen? It because the sin was in the blood, amen? Or you might say the sin was in the seed, amen? And because of Adam's seed being tainted, amen, every man that came from Adam, amen, he wasn't worthy. Hallelujah. Come on now, amen. He wasn't worthy, amen, but to do the job, amen. Nobody could execute judgment for man, and they searched all over, amen. So he needed somebody to execute judgment so he could do what with it?
That speaketh the truth, and I will pardon it.
So that he can pardon. What does he want to pardon? He wanted to pardon man from his sin, amen. You know how it is when you get pardoned. Whenever it is that you get pardoned, you caught a charge, amen, and you went to prison. And then what? The governor or whatever comes and pardon you, amen. And when he pardons you, that means everything that you've done is wiped away, is wiped off. Hallelujah. Amen. Everything that you've done is wiped off when you get a pardon. Amen. They can't bring that up no more, because what? You've been separated from that now. Amen. Thank God for Jesus. Amen. It was Jesus that pardoned you from your sin. Amen. This is why we say when you have been forgiven of your sin about Jesus, you've been pardoned. Amen. Amen. What is it? It's just like you didn't do it. Amen. Huh? It's just like what? I don't have no record now because what? Jesus pardoned me. Amen. Thank God for Jesus that gave me a pardon. Amen. Out of all the unrighteousness and all wrongdoing that I did, he came and gave me a pardon for it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. See, it takes a special kind of person to give you a pardon. Hallelujah. You have to be in authority in order to give a pardon. Amen. But see, Jesus came down in the authority and the power of God, and therefore, because God gave him the right to do it, he should pardon us, amen. Praise God. Amen. See, you didn't have no hope until Jesus came, amen. That is why Jesus came, because what? We needed to be pardoned from our sin, amen.
Amen.
Hmm?
Amen.
Hmm? Verse 5. Notice what it says in verse 5 here.
I will get me unto the great men.
I'm going to get some great men.
And will speak unto them.
I'm going to speak unto them.
For they have known the way of the Lord.
Uh-huh.
And the judgment of their God.
Mm-hmm.
But these have altogether broken the yoke and burst the bond.
I'm going to get some great men. Well, we say Abraham couldn't do it, amen. He might have been a great man, but he couldn't do it, amen. David couldn't do it. Hallelujah. And David may have been a great king, but David couldn't pardon your sin for you, amen. Hallelujah. He couldn't pardon your sin because he had to deal with his own. Hallelujah. Even Solomon, as great as he was, amen, he couldn't pardon you because he had to deal with his own stuff, amen. Some great men, amen. See, nobody was worthy, amen. Hallelujah. Nobody was worthy, amen, to pardon mankind. Nobody was worthy, amen, to execute judgment. The judgment of God is what God required, amen. See, God has a special law, and God requires that his law to be fulfilled so that he can pardon mankind. And so, therefore, because he couldn't find nobody, God had to do it himself. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise God. So when he couldn't find nobody, so when God said, I can't find nobody, so what I'm going to do, amen, I'm going to make me a body.
Amen.
Huh? Mm-hmm. And then I'm coming down. Hallelujah. Thank God that God came down. Amen. You see, when God searched all heaven and earth, and he couldn't find nobody in heaven, he couldn't find nobody in earth to do the work, God had to come down and do the work himself. What a loving God that we serve, amen. See, that is why you ought to praise God, amen. Because what? God loved you enough to come all the way from heaven and come down and get into a man, amen, and so that he can execute judgment. He can carry out his own law so that you wouldn't be guilty. Hallelujah. Come on, that's a loving God for you, amen. And that's why we ought to praise God, that he was willing to come all the way from heaven and come down and get into a man, amen, just so he can carry out the work that he couldn't find nobody else.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. And so the only way God could come into the earth and be legal, see, God does what legal stuff, amen.
Mm-hmm.
The Bible is a legal book. The legality, the law, amen. Legal, amen. And the only way God could be legal on the earth, he had to come through the womb of a woman, amen. And everything that doesn't come through a womb of a woman is considered to be an alien. Anything that is in the earth now that didn't come through the womb of a woman is an alien. He's been alienated, amen. Come on. They talk about them aliens going around. You know what they talk about, the unidentified crowd. They ain't nothing but some demons, amen. Praise God. They're aliens, amen. They don't belong, in other words, they don't belong here, amen. Praise God. So there are certain things don't belong here if it didn't come through the womb of a woman, because you have to recognize that God gave the earth to man.
Amen.
He said God is in heaven, but he gave earth to man, amen. Hallelujah. He gave man dominion over the earth and the fishes of the sea and the birds. This was man's dominion, amen. And see, God wouldn't take it upon himself to force himself upon man, amen. This is why God don't force you to do anything. This is why God gives you where you have, you can make a decision whether to do or not to do. He will tell you the best to do, amen. Hallelujah. You can choose life or choose death, amen. I would rather that you choose life, amen, is what he'd rather for you to do. But dear, that man, amen, it be not made like a robot, amen. Come on, you are not a robot, amen. Praise God. A robot don't have no feelings, amen. Huh? A robot just acts according to what it's been commanded to do. God didn't want no robots, amen, ruling down here, amen. He wanted man to have a will, amen. Huh? And this is why we have to come to a place to say, well, not my will, Lord, but I want what you want to be done. Not what I want to do, but your will be done. See, God needed somebody, amen, that will die of his will and do his perfect will, amen. Jesus was willing to die of his own will. You know, when he got to the Garden of Gethsemane, he said, Father, my spirit is willing, but what? My flesh is weak. Amen. Hallelujah. I have a desire in my spirit to do this, but I'm having a problem with my flesh, so he has to overcome his own will so he can do God's will.
Amen.
And so God has to find a way. I got to find a way in order to get into the earth, because I can't find no man, amen, to execute my judgment, amen. I can't find no man that can carry out my will, amen. Even though David had a good heart, amen, but he still got into himself. Hallelujah. I have to have somebody that can totally reject himself. This is why we say we have to die to ourselves. See, you got to die to yourself to fulfill God's will, amen. See, because otherwise your will will always get in the way of God's will. And so God needed somebody. He couldn't find nobody, amen, to execute judgment.
Amen.
I believe that is Ezekiel 22 and 33 said, what? I sought for a man, amen, who would stand in the gap and make up the hedge for my people so that I won't destroy them. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, see, we would have been destroyed because what? They couldn't find nobody that were willing to do that, amen. Couldn't find nobody. Hallelujah. Searched all over to come down and what? Stand in the gap for you. You know, when we talk about standing in the gap, you know, in other words, standing in the gap, you know, somebody taking your place. You're standing in the gap. You're praying for them, amen. You know, we need a lot of that going on now, amen. We need, see, we don't realize that's what we've been called to do. Well, we've been called to stand in the gap for other people, amen. See, we don't realize that we're the go-between right now, amen. Because we're in Christ's stead, amen. Paul said, you are now in Christ's stead. You are in this place. And so we're supposed to be standing in the gap. You're supposed to be praying for other people, standing in the gap for them, amen, so that what? They can be released and their sin can be forgiven them. You come on. God needs somebody today, amen. I said we need some praying people, amen. We need some people that's willing to pray for somebody, amen. We need somebody, amen, to stand in the gap between the sinners, amen. Somebody needs to be talking to the sinners for God. Well, you're standing in this place, amen, talking to the sinner because, well, you want to get them delivered from their sin.
Yeah.
You want them to repent.
Mm-hmm.
And rather than put them down and put them in hell, come on, we need to be praying for the people, amen. We ought to be praying for the lesbian. We ought to be praying for the gay man. We ought to be praying for the alcoholic and the drunks, amen. We ought to be praying for the sick, amen. Huh? Rather than to put them down, we ought to be praying for them, amen. Come on, rather than for Jesus to put us down, he just came down and stood in our place and stood in the gap and made up the hedge for us, amen. And so man thought he was doomed because man said that he was doomed. He had to find a way. He had to find a way. He had already spoken in the book of Genesis at chapter 3. He had told the woman, amen, that the seed of a woman, amen, he's going to tell the devil, the seed of the woman, what he's going to bruise your head and you're going to bruise his heel, amen. See, right then he spoke about somebody that was to come. Hallelujah. Amen. So that was the first mentioning of the Messiah's coming, amen. The Messiah is coming, amen. They knew somebody was coming. And so when you're living by faith, even though they didn't see Jesus at the time, amen, they didn't see him coming, but they believed he was coming because our word has been given, amen. You see, that was man's hope. That was the hope for mankind, that the seed of a woman was going to do something, amen. The seed of the woman was going to what? Bruise his head and what? And he was going to bruise his heel. See, ever since the beginning, you see, God has spoken that word. A Messiah is coming, amen. Somebody is coming that's going to what? Carry out my work. Going to do what it is for me that I want done so that I won't have to destroy a man. The seed of a woman. Hallelujah. Come on, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. See, this is what redemption has been all about. Amen. They was waiting on somebody. Amen. Deuteronomy 18 and 18, Moses spoke about somebody's coming. Somebody's coming. Amen. Hallelujah. A Messiah is coming. Amen. I'm going to raise up a prophet like unto me, and then shall you hear in all things. That what? A Messiah is coming. Even if you're going to have hope, you're going to have hope in this Messiah. Even though if he doesn't show in your time, amen. As long as you got faith to believe that he's going to come, amen, I will save you. I will forgive your sins as long as you can have your hope set on the Messiah that is to come.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. And so Abraham believed that a Messiah was coming. Amen. Somebody got to come. Amen. He said that Abraham, when he offered up Isaac, he saw it. He said, well, the Lord will provide himself. You know what he said? The Lord will provide what? Himself. A sacrifice. The Lord will provide what? Himself. A sacrifice. Amen. So we knew right from it, when Abraham saw that, he knew right away what? That a Messiah was coming. Amen. What? That was going to execute judgment for mankind. Hallelujah.
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 Thank God for Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Because what? They couldn't find nobody, but God said, well, I'm going to provide myself a sacrifice. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. And then in Isaiah 7 and 14, I believe, and then God said, this is going to be the sign. This will be the sign that I'm going to do it. This is one. This is how you're going to know that I've done it. Amen.
Yeah.
This is how you're going to know. Amen.
Yeah.
That I'm sending somebody. Mm-hmm. That I'm coming down. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
I'm coming down to do thy will, O Lord. Thy will be done, O Lord. I come to do thy will. Amen. In other words, that Jesus himself said, Father, I'm coming to do your will.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Amen. For what the other man couldn't do, I'm coming down. See, you got to realize this is why Jesus is on the way. Amen. It's because what? He's on the way because he was the only one that could redeem you. He was the only one that had the right to redeem you. He was the only pure man. Amen. He was first what? He was the first what? First begotten of the Father. Amen. Hallelujah. He was the only, not only the first begotten, but what? He was the only begotten of the Father. Amen. That came down what? To execute judgment. Because God was looking for somebody, and he couldn't find nobody. So he sent his son down to execute judgment for us.
Amen.
See, the reason you're saved is because of what Jesus did. Hallelujah. The reason you're saved is because Jesus shed his blood. That's why your sin has been forgiven, amen. Because what? He was the Lamb of God, amen. And because he was the Lamb of God, the Lamb had to be slain, and they took the blood of the Lamb and put it on the altar just so you can be saved. See, that's why you always got to thank God for Jesus. What does it say in Isaiah? A virgin going to conceive. Isaiah 7:14. Our virgin is going to conceive. Do you have it?
Yeah.
Read it then. Hallelujah.
That's what the Lord himself.
Here we go again. See, they were looking for somebody, but they couldn't find nobody. Huh? Therefore, what?
The Lord himself.
The Lord who?
Himself.
Come on. See, when people don't realize, he said the Lord himself. Hallelujah. What is he going to do?
He's
going to give you a sign.
Behold,
a virgin is going to conceive.
And bear a son.
And bear a son.
And he'll call his name Emmanuel.
Going to call God with us. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Come on. See, this is him letting us know, giving the sign. And see, when we talk about what we're giving, he giving the sign that what? Our virgin was going to conceive.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And then you might look, you say, see, this is why we said we're supposed to, Paul said, I'm going to present you chaste virgin unto the Lord. Amen. That when you get born again, you become a virgin again. Amen. And the reason you become a virgin again, so what? So God can put his word in you. Amen. So he can put his seed in you, because it is not to be born of a seed of a man. See, it had to be a virgin.
That's right.
Hallelujah. She had to be pure.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. In order for the man child to come through, because he couldn't be contaminated. Hallelujah. The new man that was coming couldn't be contaminated, so he wasn't born like an ordinary man would be born, amen. This is why he called him the first begotten, amen. Because they said, well, what's going to happen? How's this? How's a virgin? A virgin don't have no seed. It's going to be a seed of a woman. See, the seed of a woman is a child because she don't have no seed, amen.
Yeah, amen.
Hallelujah. You get what I'm saying? The man carries the seed. And this is why the book of Peter lets us know about that, amen, that he wasn't born of a corruptible seed. In other words, he didn't come from the sperm, amen. Hallelujah. Because any sperm that came from Adam would be a corrupted sperm, amen. And so he couldn't be born of the sperm. And so he had to come through a virgin, amen. And then even though he's coming through a virgin, he couldn't have a natural father.
Amen.
That's why Joseph couldn't be his father.
That's right.
Only father Joseph could be unto Jesus was his adopted father. Joseph may have been his adopted father. But, you know, everybody don't realize that, amen. But even if, even when a father adopts you, you have the same right as the natural child.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise God.
Mm-hmm.
They call it the spirit of adoption, amen. Well, whenever a father adopts that child becomes his son, amen. And he has all the rights of the natural son. And even if Jesus was the son of, adopted son of Joseph, he still would have had a right to say he came from the seed of Judah because of a natural child. But God didn't do that, amen. What? But God came to Mary. When he came to Mary, what did he say? Hail Mary. See, he's talking about this virgin here. Hail Mary, thou highly favored. You're going to have a child. And Mary would have to say, well, how can this be? Well, I don't know a man. Hallelujah. Come on, Mary said, I've never been with a man, amen. So how can I become pregnant and bring forth this son, amen, and I've never touched a man? A man has never touched me, amen.
That's
see,
right.
And the angel said to her, well, the Holy Ghost is going to overshadow you, and you're going to bring forth a son, amen. And his name is going to be called Emmanuel. I mean, the God with us. In other words, she was going to give birth to a son, even the son of God. Somebody said, how could he be a son and yet be God? Because every son came from a seed. Amen. And God planted his seed in her, amen. Somebody, well, what is the seed of God? The seed of God is his word, amen. Come on, somebody, amen. Hallelujah. When you look at Matthew 13, Jesus said, the seed is the word of God. When a seed is sown, the word of God is sown into a man's heart. Because the birds come to take away that seed. So God planted his seed in Mary, amen, so that she could give birth to himself.
Amen.
He would bring forth somebody just like him, who didn't have no contaminated blood. Hallelujah. So that his blood could be pure.
Yes.
So that blood could be pure enough to be offered up as a sacrifice upon the altar. Amen. Jesus offered up his blood as a pure sacrifice upon the altar so that your sin could be forgiven. Amen. So that mankind can be redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Amen. Come on. You've been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb because what? It was the pure blood that was sacrificed on the altar because Jesus came from God.
Amen.
He didn't come from a man.
Mm-hmm.
He came from God so that he can save us. And see, when we say we're giving thanks today to the Lord, we ought to be giving thanks for the man that came and redeemed us from our sin, amen. Redeemed us from hell and the grave, amen. You see, it was Jesus. That is why you need Jesus to redeem you today. This is why we tell about if you're going to be saved, you need to be baptized out in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ in order to be saved. Because his blood is the only blood you can use, amen. Amen. To wash you from your sin, amen. Amen. To cleanse you from your sin. And how are we going to be washed? We're going to be washed by the water of the word and the renewing of the Holy Ghost. See, this is how you get saved. See, a lot of people won't accept the name of Jesus and won't accept the blood of Jesus. And they remain the same because what? There's no other man that can do it. It had to be this kind of man, amen. It had to be a pure man, amen, of a pure blood, of a pure breed, amen, a man of God in order to carry out the will of God, because nobody could fulfill the law. So judgment was upon all mankind because of the law. And Jesus said, I didn't come to do away with the law, but I came to fulfill the law so that you can be released from the law.
Amen.
So I could be released from the law. In order to be released from your judgment, you have to be released from the law, because it's the law that brought judgment. Hallelujah. It's the law that brought judgment. Amen. Amen. The law requires certain things to be fulfilled in it in order for man to be free from it. Amen. And so therefore, Jesus came down, born of a woman. Amen. Hallelujah. Had on sinful like flesh. His flesh couldn't have been sinful, amen, because, you see, the sin wasn't so much in the woman. The sin was in the man. Don't mean your flesh won't have no sin, but I'm trying to say. A woman can give birth, or a woman can give birth for whatever type of sin is put in her. Be careful who you let put sin in your garden, amen, because you would give birth to that thing, amen. Be careful what you allow to get into your mind, because your mind was your birth to that thing, amen. Be careful what you hear, because what you hear is to become a seed, amen, and your mind will give birth to it, amen. Be careful what you see, because it'll plant a seed in your mind, amen, and your mind or your spirit will give birth to that, amen. But God planted himself in a woman.
Amen.
He didn't go back to the soil to get a man. Hallelujah. But he went to his own creation and then begot himself through his own creation so that he could be among us. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So that he could dwell with us.
Amen.
So that he could have a right in the earth. Amen. And this is why when Jesus rose from the dead, he said, now all power in heaven and in earth in my hand. That means what? He took sovereign over everything. Hallelujah. He's sovereign God now over everything. Not only the things in the heavens, but he's also in the things of the earth, because he's a man. He was a man. He was a man. He had a right to do these things, because what? He became a man. He became a man in the earth, amen, to execute judgment. He became that man that they was looking for, who could execute judgment in the earth so that man could be pardoned from all of his sins. Thank God that you've been pardoned because of Jesus Christ.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
You've been saved because of Jesus Christ. This is why it says, by grace are you saved. It's the gift of God. Jesus was the gift of God. Jesus was the gift that God sent into the earth to pardon you from your sin. Amen. Because what? The virgin gave birth to a son. And when everybody said they celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ, amen, that God gave birth to him, because if it had not been for the Son of God that was born into the earth, all mankind would have been lost, would have been destroyed. But because of Jesus, you are now saved by grace.
Amen.
This is why no man can boast. You can't boast about all you did and how good you did. Well, I ain't never did nothing wrong. You are a liar and the father of lies. Amen. You have sinned. All have sinned and what? Come short of the glory of God. But because what? But because of who? But because of Jesus Christ, amen, your sin has been forgiven you, because what? He came through the seed of a woman, amen. Because the problem was that the reason man was separated from God was because of his sin.
Mm-hmm.
It was sin that separated us from God. Because what? God is holy, amen. And because God is holy, amen, God didn't want sin standing in his sight, amen. Hallelujah. Because he wasn't a sin for God. He's a holy God, amen. And in order for this to take place, it had to be a holy person to stand in front of a holy God and declare, amen, and ask for what? Forgiveness of mankind, amen. A holy person, because everybody else would have been afraid to go into the presence of God. And the reason for that, because they realized what? God was a consuming fire. And they was afraid because of their sin to approach the living God. But now we have a right. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. This is why Paul said that. He said, now you can come what? boldly to the throne of grace and obtain present help in the time of need, because well, you've been reconnected to God, amen. The sin that was in your way, everything that was in your way, he nailed it to the cross, amen, and so that you well, you can be right before him because of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
This thing is not of us, but this thing is of God, amen.
Amen.
It is because of the forgiveness of our sin. It's the reason we are not consumed, amen.
Mm-hmm.
That God did what? He wasn't holding our sin against us anymore, amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
This is why he said, if any man sin, we have our advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous, amen.
Mm-hmm.
What? He stood in our place. Took your place, amen. Stood in the gap for you. See, to stand in the gap means I'm standing in the place of another.
Mm-hmm.
That's what gap, when you're standing in the gap. The open space, I'm getting in between. He has become your mediator, amen. He's a mediator between man and God, amen. Praise God. Thank God for having a mediator right now, amen. You see, sometimes when you have situations and problems going on in your life, you need a mediator, amen. To stand in there and talk for you, amen. Because what? When you can't face somebody on your own, you have to have a mediator, amen. Jesus Christ has become your mediator because what? He wasn't born of a man. He was born of a woman, amen. And he was God in the flesh.
Amen.
God put his spirit in flesh and begot himself. Hallelujah. Somebody said, well, did Mary give birth to God? No, Mary didn't give birth to God. Mary gave birth to Jesus. He said, well, what is the difference?
Hallelujah.
Jesus was just the flesh. Hallelujah. It wasn't God that died upon the cross. It was Jesus that died on the cross. God can't die. Amen. He has ever been and ever will be, will never cease, amen, will always be here. He's never going to leave here. There's nobody been after him or before him. God has always been here, and he's never leaving here. It was Jesus Christ, amen, the body that died on the cross for you, not God himself.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus was the son because he came from the seed of God, and a seed gives birth to a son, amen. Chris is my son because he came from my seed, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, he's part of me.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, everything that is in me is in him. He might not know it yet, but everything that is in him is in what's in me is in him. Amen. Why? Because he came from the seed.
Mm-hmm.
And the seed brought forth after his own kind, amen. And God brought forth himself after his own kind because he put the seed, the word of God, in a virgin called Mary, and she gave birth. And that was the sign of man's redemption. Ever since that time, every man was supposed to know.
Uh-huh.
Hallelujah. The Messiah has come. Amen.
Amen.
Come on, I said the Messiah has come. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He's been born of the virgin. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Again, that he's been born of the virgin. He stood in the gap and made up the head. He died on the cross to execute judgment for us. And now your sin has been forgiven because of the work of Jesus and not the work of our own. See, he don't want people going around boasting and talking about they made it just because they've been so good and they so nice and they did all this stuff. No, 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 no. He couldn't find nobody. Remember, he couldn't find nobody that was born of a woman. Well, I said born of a man anyway, begotten of a man. He had to be begotten of God. Jesus Christ was begotten of God. Amen. So that you can be saved. He came through the womb of a woman. In other words, he hadn't came through the womb of a woman, there wouldn't have been no blood. Hallelujah. There wouldn't have been no flesh. Because God is a what? God is a spirit, amen. Amen. And so God didn't have no flesh, so God can't bleed. Hallelujah. He can give life, but he can't bleed. He can't fit no blood, amen. Hallelujah. Because they always say, ain't no blood in heaven, amen. All the blood is on the earth. No blood in heaven, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And so the only way God could do it, he had to make himself a man. Got in a man. This is why 1 Timothy 3:16 said, great is the mystery of godliness, for God was manifested in the flesh. justified by the Spirit, seed of angels, preaching to the Gentiles, received back up in the glory. It was God. That was God that did that. Hallelujah. That was God what? In his Son did that, amen. And that is why you are justified. That is why you've been glorified. That is why you've been sanctified. You've been set apart. Amen. You've been justified. And because you've been made right with God because of the blood of Jesus and no other reason. And no other reason. It wasn't nothing we could do. There was nothing no man could do. Hallelujah. And that is why you don't need to be calling yourself the son of Abraham, because Abraham couldn't do it. Because what? Abraham was a man born after Adam. Abraham wasn't a man born after God, amen. Even though God might have been in him, but Abraham couldn't justify you. And this is why when we got people running around today trying to be justified by Abraham, Abraham's blood was tainted. And so you got to stop trying to justify yourself just because you're a son of Abraham, amen. You don't need to be a son of Abraham. You need to be a son of God. Come on, somebody, amen. Now, what the Bible said, now are we the sons of God, amen. It does not yet appear what we shall be, but when he appears, we shall be just like him. Why is it that we can say that we are sons? I believe it's Peter said, well, we've been begotten again by God. How is it that you've been begotten again? The Holy Spirit overshadowed you. Hallelujah. And the Holy Spirit overshadowed you, and then you became pregnant with God. Amen. And so therefore what? God is in you because what? He has begotten you by his Spirit. What did he tell Mary? That the Holy Ghost is going to overshadow you, and then you're going to become pregnant and give birth to the sons of God, the Son of God. And so what is it that was given birth when you got filled with the Holy Ghost, the Word of God got in you, and you gave birth to the Son of God? When you start speaking in other tongues as the Spirit of God gave birth, that means that the child that God gave birth to is alive. It's alive. See, that was the life that came forth out of you. Amen. When you get into the wedding, and then they're going to ask you, well, why you got in here didn't have on the right clothes? And the Bible said they were speechless. In other words, they couldn't speak God's language. Okay. Got to speak God's language. 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 2. It says that he that speaketh in an unknown tongue speak not unto man, but unto God. So that man is talking God's language, amen. Come on, somebody, amen. Come on, somebody, amen. Amen. Because the son ought to talk his father's language. Are you with me? What did Jesus say? I always say what my father said. I always do what my father do, amen. That the words that I speak unto you, they are not my words, but the father's word, amen. And so God said, I want you to speak my language. This is why I want you to be born again, not only of the water, but I want you to be born of the Spirit. Because I am a spirit, I want you to be born of the Spirit. And whenever you're born of the Spirit, you're born of me. Thank God for being born of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. This is why we got so much falsehood going on, because people don't believe in being what? Born of the Spirit anymore. Amen. They just think, amen. Well, I made a confession. Yeah, but any time you make a confession, somewhere down the line of the confession ought to come to pass. I mean, that's a good start, amen. In order to be able to do something, we start what? With a confession, amen. Hallelujah. I know, well, whatever, you know. Amen. Thank God for this day. We're going to quit, amen. But I want to know, Jesus is the man. There was no other man that was able to execute judgment for you. And this is why you need Jesus. All of you that is unsaved, if you want to be delivered from your sin, if you want to be delivered from your situation, you need Jesus today, amen. He's the only one that was worthy to execute judgment of God so that you could be forgiven, so that you could be pardoned of your sin, amen. And then if you want to be saved today, you first start out, he said you need to repent.
Yeah.
Every one of you. He didn't say some of us.
Yeah.
And be baptized, how? In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and what? You shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Acts 2:38.
Amen.
Praise God. Acts 19:1 through 6. Acts 10:44. Amen. All of those things is the same way. And then start your new year off right. Amen. We'd rather do it the way the Bible says do it, because the word is the word. And the word is God. And the word is the truth. So we're going to obey truth. We got to obey what the word said. I don't care how good your sermon sounds, you still ain't going to be saved, amen, unless you did it God's way. Amen. I don't care how many $1 million you got in your face, in your pocket, you're still not going to make it unless you do it God's way. Amen. It can sound good to you. You can jump and shout, amen, over the promises of God, but if you haven't done the first work, if you haven't done the first thing right, the last part ain't going to be right.
Mm-hmm.
You know how you have a line, sometimes you're drawing the line, and if it starts out crooked, and even though you can keep that line straight, it'll still end up being wrong. Yeah, anybody ever tried to trace something and got off line?
Yeah.
If you don't start out right, you ain't going to end up right, amen.
Yeah.
If your beginning is not right, the only somebody that can make your ending right is God. None of our beginning was right, amen. Huh? We were separated. Our beginning was bad, amen. We was all in our sins, and we was doing everything we thought we was big enough to do. It's because we wasn't serving God, we wasn't connected. If we want to get connected back to the Father again, you need to accept the child that was born of Mary. We ain't giving glory to Christmas, amen. Amen. Ain't Christ Mass, amen. We're giving glory to the Christ. I'm forgetting about the Mass, amen. Hallelujah. Amen. They want to take Christ off and just put Mass up. No, we can't do that, amen. We're going to talk about Jesus, amen. Because it's what Jesus did, amen. We're celebrating the birth of God, amen. The birth of the Son of God. Amen. Somebody said, well, how could it be Father and Son? The seed is the same thing as the Son, and the Son is the same thing as the Father. And when you've seen the seed, when you've seen the tree, then you see the seed, because the tree is the resemblance of the seed. Hallelujah. And so if I hold up a peach seed here, amen, that's the Father. And whenever you plant it, hallelujah, into something, when the tree come up, the tree is the same as the seed. They're one and the same. Everything that was in the seed is in the tree. Come on, y'all. Amen. Can y'all see them together now? And when Jesus said, when you see me, you've seen the Father. In other words, when you're seeing the tree, you're seeing the seed. If you want to know what the seed is like, look at the tree. Well, what does the tree? The tree produces what? The tree produces fruit like the seed. That's God explained. That's everything explained. Anybody want to be saved today? There was no man, so you need Jesus. It's the only way. I can lay hand on you all day and pray over you all day. Amen. But until you receive Jesus, I'll be wasting my time. Because I can't do it. Amen. I don't care what the big bishops they are, whatever they call themselves, amen. They can pray over you all day. And they can lay hands on your head until you got bald spots on your head. Amen. You still ain't gonna make it until Jesus come into your life. Now that's far fetched, isn't it? That's way out there. But that's the truth. Is that the truth?
And
amen. Anybody want to be saved today? Amen. Jesus is the only way. Jesus is the only way. Jesus is the only way. Anyone want to be saved today? Thank y'all for listening in. We're going to get out of here. We wasn't going to take that much time. We're going to get out of here today. Amen. I thank all of y'all for tuning in. But Jesus is the only way, amen, that you can be saved. If you want to, we appreciate any donation you give. You can send it to carechurchinc@gmail.com, amen. Or you can send it to PayPal or Cash App. Or you can send it to Zelle, amen. carechurch@gmail.com. Thank all of y'all for tuning in today. May y'all be blessed today. And may the blessing of God be upon you and all that you do today. God bless y'all on Facebook. Amen. Amen. Anybody online, amen. You want to be saved? You need some prayer today? Got anything you want to add, subtract, multiply, divide?
Amen. Yeah. Just thank God for the word, Pastor. Thank God for the word.
Amen. Amen.
And be sure to tell them Jesus is the word. Jesus is the Holy Ghost. That's the heart you only had to go. You got to have the Holy Ghost. Amen?
Amen.
The Holy Ghost is the only way. That's why God said you must be baptized in Jesus' name and get the Holy Ghost. That's the only way going to get you to heaven. That's why a lot of people don't believe today. They ain't going to go their way. You ain't going their way. You're going the only way. Okay?
Amen. Praise God. Jesus is the only one. Amen. Let's stand. Anybody need some prayer today? Amen. Anything you need, we want to pray with you and for you before we go. Thank you all for tuning in.
Pray for the world.
Amen.
Pray
for the world today. Amen. And then your tithes and offering. Amen. I know a lot of people got, some people got blessed when they paid the tithes. God showed up. God showed them that he was God when they paid tithes. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Let's stand. Amen. And for your tithes and offering, you know, everybody online, or whatever you do, you can send it to carechurchinc@gmail.com. You can send your tithes and your offering. Amen. You need to give. I stopped talking about that because people start making me think that for me saying that you ought to give something, they start making me feel like a sinner for talk about tithes and offerings. Start making me feel like I was doing something wrong because I talked about tithes and offerings. Amen. Amen. Tithes and offering hasn't went out yet. Amen. It ain't gone nowhere. Amen. Praise God. It's still here. Give and it shall be what? Given you. Amen. Hallelujah. Somebody said, well, Pastor, I didn't see where that you're supposed to give the preacher anything. And I said, well, you ought to go back and read where that the widow woman and Elijah told her to give him a cake first. Elijah, give me a cake first. Well, don't you know, Pastor, she was a widow woman, and she was eating her last food, and she didn't have nothing left, but she had enough faith to give him a cake first, and her meal bell never ran out. Well, that shows right there that somebody gave to the preacher, right? I'm just knocking down bad. Yeah, knocking down bad stuff, you know. Amen.
Amen.
And the Bible talks about in 1 Corinthians chapter 9, it says that if a man gives you some spiritual things, you ought to get your carnal thing. Amen. And so you ought to give to the preacher. Because when you give to the preacher, you're giving to God because God gave him that portion. And they that preach the gospel must live by the gospel they preach. You know, I thought about the first 2 Samuel where that the way it was done then, when the people came and gave a sacrifice or offering, they would get a fork. And they would take that fork and put it in the pot. And whatever came out of the boiler, that was the priest's portion. That's how they lived. That's how they had to live. They was living off the, they that live off the altar, live from the altar, work the altar, should work from the altar.
And so I had got afraid to talk about money and goods and things because I thought I was doing wrong. So when I look at the scripture, he said, well, just because somebody misused something don't mean it's wrong. Eli's son misused the money, and God killed him. He took care of him. He killed him. Huh? Both of them died because they were misusing the thing that was on the altar. But that didn't make it wrong just because somebody else misused of it. If somebody buy them a plane with the money they get, if that's misuse of it, God will give them. You continue to give because your blessing, you're not looking for the blessing from the man. You're looking for your blessing from God. I can't bless you. See, that's how you know when you're real. Amen. Amen. All right. Praise God. We give our tithes and offering today because we're believing God for what? Jobs and better jobs. Raises and bonuses.
Raises and bonuses.
We want benefit sales and commission.
Benefit sales and commission.
We want settlements, estates, and inheritance. More interest and income.
More
want some rebates and returns. Want some checks in the mail.
Oh,
that's what we got a check in the mail, amen. Gifts and surprises.
Yes, surprise.
The bills paid off.
Bills paid off.
The debt demolished.
Yes,
my royalties is received.
Money paid back.
The loans paid off. I shall be a lender and not a borrower. I shall prosper and be in health. I shall give and be blessed. Amen. Amen. If y'all believe it, say amen. If y'all believe that, confessing with your mouth, believe it, believe it, believe it. Amen. Amen. Let's stand. We're going to go. Anything else? Now I'm going home and eat. Thank Jesus. Hallelujah. Come on. Amen. Thank God. Father God, we just thank you for this day, Lord. Lord, you are the intercessor, Lord, for all the words that have been spoken, Lord. Cause them to be heard the way that you would like for it to be heard, Lord. Cause them to have faith in the word, Lord, the way you would like it to be, Lord. And bless all the people today, Lord. As we come today, Lord, as we say unto one, we say unto all, watch, pray, and keep his commandments. You're dismissed today in Jesus' name. We pray, amen. God bless y'all. We'll see y'all later. Next time, amen, amen. God bless.
Top flight. We in the build, yeah. We in the build, yeah. Uh-huh.
We got London Lit. On the track.
When I was young, I was like Usher, I did it my way. But life was like a game that I didn't know how to play. Couldn't trust nobody. Everybody's fake. Had to give it to Jesus. He's the only way.
Yeah.
I used to chase up the money, I wanted the finer things. I was a troop in 98 with 2 watches and 2 chains. I was a hot boy and a fly guy and it wasn't no limit. I was putting in hours, I was punching that clock, I was trying to get it. Everything y'all say on the track, I really done lived it. You saying something you not, you rappers be tripping. I was seeking the wrong thing, Mr. Rapper Man was all about that cash. But he told me seeking first and all these other things that he soon will add. But I was moving too fast, I should have took it slow. Me and Bird was doing show after show, we was trying to blow. Asking God to open the door, but he kept telling me no. I didn't know that there was a bigger purpose he was saving me for.
When I was younger, I was like Usher, I did it my way. But life was like a game that I didn't know how to play. Couldn't trust nobody. Everybody's fake. Had to give it to Jesus. He's the only way. When I was young, I was like Usher, I did it my way. But life was like a game that I didn't know how to play. Couldn't trust nobody. Everybody's fake. Had to give it to Jesus. He's the only way. He's the only way.
I can't deny it, I admit it. His Holy Spirit keep me at the altar on bending knee, repenting. This
light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. I got no choice but to let it. No longer chasing that money, I'm stacking my riches up in heaven. I used to want a platinum plaque. I wanted y'all to know my name. House in the hills, Bentley coupe. Rock and roll hall of fame. Not all I want is my name in the Lamb's book of life. Don't care if y'all know my name or not.
Why?
Cause y'all didn't pay that price. See, he gave his life so I could be with him up in paradise. I was a pile of dirt till he blew in me the breath of life. I gotta die to myself on a daily basis in all cases, and he the only way I'm gonna make it, and I might as well face it.
When I was young, I was like Usher. I did it my way. But life was like a game that I didn't know how to play. Couldn't trust
nobody.
Everybody's fake. Had to give it to Jesus. He's the only way. When I was young, I was like Usher. I did it my way. But life was like a game that I didn't know how to play. Couldn't trust
nobody.
Everybody's fake. Had to give it to Jesus. He's the only way. He's the only way. Jesus is the only way. He's the only way, Jesus is the only way. He's the only way, Jesus is the only way. He's the only way, Jesus is the only way. He's the only way, Jesus is the only way. He's the only way, Jesus is the only way. He's the only way, Jesus is the only way. He's the only way, Jesus is the only way. When I was young, I was like Usher, I did it my way. But life was like a game that I didn't know how to play. Couldn't trust
nobody,
everybody's fake. Had to give it to
Jesus.
He's the only way. When I was young, I was like Usher, I did it my
way.
But life was like a game that I didn't know how to play. Couldn't trust
nobody,
everybody's fake. Had to give it to Jesus.